Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Academy, so let's go ahead and get started. Hello, Gordon. Grim in the flesh, glad to see ya. Let me guess, are you here to shop? You know, I've got a lot to offer you. What, for example? I've a real dragon skin vest. It's a very rare thing. Or maybe I could interest you in magical grains. They will help with any potency problems. Although you're still young, so you're supposed to be good at it even without them. Yeah, thank God I don't need anything like that yet. Honestly, I'd love to have a little chat with Willow. Is she home? Oh, that's what it is. It's kind of sad to see the disappointment in his eyes. Willow, honey, come here. We got a wizard in the house. It's Grim. Hello. I don't remember you showing up here so quickly when I needed your help. But a young wizard came in, and it was only a second for you to drop everything and come. Father... Alright, you two have fun. Just don't do anything crazy, okay? Don't mind him, Grim. It's so good to see you here. Really? You haven't been around in a while. Yeah, that was my first thought, too. That's why I've decided to stop by and see how you're doing. Wait, so you were thinking of me? Of course I was, Willow. To be honest, I still can't believe that's such a beautiful little fairy. Lives here in Dale, and I know nothing about her. Phew. Listen, Grim, are you hungry? I'm feeling a bit peckish. Why do you ask? I've just made some vegetable soup. Would you like to taste it? She's so sweet. She was always quite friendly, but not to this extent. Anyway, beautiful fairy is extra friendly and nice to me. Why am I even trying to doubt it? Hey, you look like you just swallowed your tongue. Oh yes, I'm sorry, I was just thinking. Of course, I'd love to try your dish. Come with me then. Is there a place to go? I'll get you into our kitchen. Ordinary customers aren't supposed to be there, but I'll make an exception for you. Wow, sounds just great. Do you like our kitchen? It's so cozy, isn't it? Yeah. I can't believe that you can easily get from the Chomsky shop to such a nice place. I spend most of my mornings here. Maybe you already know that I'm making pies and sell them. Fish pies are the most popular. It's a pity that their sale is temporarily stopped. And here's the soup. It looks amazing. Did you really do it all by yourself? Hee-hee, of course. Who else? It's like a ramen bowl. And the smell. Just like home. Try it before the soup gets cold. My mother always made it for me when I was ill. It's a traditional recipe handed down from generation to generation in our family. Willow, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I've always wondered. What happened to your mother? Listen, Grim, now is not the time, okay? You and I have this nice talk. I don't want to feel blue. Yeah, sure, I'm sorry. I get it. Anyway, she was honest with me at least. Some odd reason I'm thinking of Elvis because I haven't heard the word blue in reference to sadness for quite a long time. I'm thinking of, I'll have a blue Christmas without you. That's so good. I'll be honest, I've never been a big fan of soup, but this is really delicious. Your future husband must be lucky, Willow. My future husband, Yeah, I guess I try really hard to make him happy. You know, fairy romantic love is legendary. We love so hard that we can die for the one we really love. People, unfortunately, are rarely so selfless. But it's not bad, not that bad. And there may be individuals of worth among you as well. You're probably right about that, Willow. You, for example, seem to me a very decent person. Wow, that's good to hear, really. I hope I never disappoint you. Me too, Grim. Me too. Grim, what are you doing here? Willow, baby, the first batch of labels has just arrived. I need your help. Especially since you've been sitting here for a long time. Sure, Father. I'll come and help you, don't worry. Just give me a minute to say goodbye to Grimm. He was very kind to me today. Oh, those dreams of youth. It was really nice to have a bit of time together. Come on by if you need me, hee hee. And now, can I shake your hand if you don't mind? Of course you can! Bye-bye. A note? Really? And she handed it over so masterfully. If I were Gordon, I'd have never guessed we weren't just shaking hands. I'm dying of curiosity, and receiving secret notes intended just for me alone is always very trembling. Dear Grimm, I wonder if you feel the same about me as I feel about you. Meet me in the Chomsky shop in the evening. Your Willow. Is this a joke? And what is this, an invitation for a date from Willow? Am I having a dream now? But as they say, if you don't go, you'll never know. Well, that was something. Maybe I should visit the shop in the evening. But it's evening already. And it's Sunday. I can't go on a date with Willow if I want to get on the boat. That note doesn't make any sense. There's no way she wouldn't know about the Academy's schedule. I'm sure she meant the next week. Oh, fuck. I've just remembered about the ingredient that Lily needs. How could I forget to ask Willow about it? Well, maybe I can just tell Lily that I've ordered it. The first thing I'll do next time in Dale is visiting Willow. I'm sure she'll be able to find it quickly. She's a fairy, after all. I could just go back and ask her about it now, but I have no time. The boat is leaving in 15 minutes. I'd better hurry up. I told you we'd be going back to Dale in this playthrough. Or this video. Sweet! I made it in time! It'd be rude to keep everyone waiting 2 weeks in a row. Now I can just relax and enjoy the ride. I can't believe I was that stupid to forget about Lily's request. But what's done is done. I have no time to regret this. I'm much more worried about Salazar. I hope Arthur would come up with a plan. In a few hours. Welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed your trip. Who am I kidding? I know you did. I envy you guys. Anyway, it's getting late. And tomorrow you'll have lessons where you need to have a lot of energy. So you know the drill. It's time to get back to your dorms and get ready to sleep. Alright. What act of horrible are we going to do this time? Oh, we can. How about a hand job? That almost sounded like somebody was offering. Like you're up there and a bunch of vendors and the guy's like, how about a hand job? And I'm like, sir, not from you. If you've got a woman back there, sure. What's wrong with my hands? No, that's not necessary. I'm happy to be here again. It's good to be back. Today I'm ready to go further than last time. Here you are, the reason I can't sleep. Young and beautiful Haley. Every night I swear I dream of your face. Now it's reality. Now, I know I don't have to tell you guys to, like, not do this in real life, even though there was, like, literally some guy that broke into people's houses and started playing with their feet while they were asleep. Like, there were several foot bandits about a year or two ago. They don't seem to be doing the thing anymore, but they were. And there were several articles about it. It was very weird. Now it's a reality. And your sweet lips, they're also real. Those delicate fingers, I'm sure they'll give me plenty of pleasure. Once I see them, my compulsive thoughts take over. I need to be careful to not wake you up, or I'll be in trouble. Just one little touch and I'm ready to come. I've come this far, there's no turning back. Especially since I can hardly control myself. Whoa, when your hands caress my dick. Get them camera angles, folks. Or Her head's moving quite a bit for her to be asleep. It feels amazing. I'm so close to coming. Oh yeah. That feels so good. No. That's not everything. Oh my God. Oh, that's it. Never thought I did be that intense. How could I have so much sperm? This is definitely a great sight. Should I clean it up? If Haley wakes up with dried cum on her body, she'll have a lot of questions. Damn, she's gonna wake up. Yes, Miss Lapice, I'm pretty sure I'll pass the test tomorrow. Whoa, she studies all day and dreams about it at night. I can think about that later. I need to leave now. Did it rain in here? God, that was fantastic. Haley is the best. I can't get rid of this stupid smile. I feel truly happy for the first time. Arthur, hello! Grim, I've been wanting to talk to you about something. Well, whatever could it be? Well, we've got security cameras here at Dale, and we've noticed that you've been creeping into the women's bedrooms at night and doing some very untoward... I'm sorry. Like, I'm really expecting them to catch him in the act. We've got a pervert on our hands, I tell you. There's a pervert in Dale. I've got bad news about Salazar Hudson. He's in trouble. What happened? Excuse me, that's the wrong fucking voice. Arthur, hello. I've got bad news about Salazar Hudson. He's in trouble. What happened? Sit down and tell me everything. I met Penny as you'd arranged. And she told me that she hadn't been in contact with her master for a while. I lent her my energy so she could come visit him by the astral. And she saw Salazar in his basement, chained to a chair, with Beatrice nearby, torturing him with lightning strikes. That is bad. That is very bad. She must have reached the same conclusion that we did. If she gets her hands on Frida's seal, the consequences could be fatal. We have to help him. You don't need to tell me that. I can see what we do. Excuse me, I can see we do. Besides that, Penny's gonna try anyway, and we both know that she can't beat Beatrice on her own. I'm afraid even the two of you won't be enough, but I know what we can do. Let me make a couple of calls, for sure. Arthur, did you want to see me? Yes, Victoria, come in. We have an urgent matter to attend to, but we need one more person to get us started.
Greetings, Headmaster. So what was your call about?
Miss Spellman, welcome. Okay, everyone is here now. Let's gather round and discuss our rescue mission.
Rescue mission?
We'll get to that in a moment. I need you two to be ready to cancel your lessons and join us on our mission.
I feel uncomfortable sitting while Sabrina has to stand. Maybe I should...
Miss Spellman, I'm sorry.
Here, please take my seat. I can stand. It's no biggie.
Oh, that's too sweet, Grim. Thank you. I will do.
Yeah, that was the right thing to do. And that's not even like a relationship path. That's just, you know, it's a good thing to do.
I think she liked my little gesture. As I was saying, my dear friend, Salazar Hudson, who also happens to be a descendant of Frida Crowhive, has been kidnapped and is now being tortured by the same woman who killed Jacob while trying to steal one of the seals.
That bitch? How dare she? Salazar Hudson is a living legend. How has she captured him? It's hard to believe.
There can be no mistake about it. Salazar's apprentice saw it with her own eyes. This isn't just a brutal assault on our friend. If Salazar has Frida's seal in his possession, Beatrice might get her hands on it. And that would be terrible. Luckily, we've got something she hasn't. We have each other. If we work together as a team, we can save Salazar. And this is how it's going to go. And that's what we'll do. Salazar will be saved and no one gets hurt. Is everything clear?
Sure. Too bad I can't just kill her, but I understand why you don't want us to. I can't wait to see her face when we pull this off. Everything seems clear to me. I'll get to work immediately. In 2 hours, the potions will be ready.
In that case, it's time for us all to get to work. Grim, I'll let Salazar's apprentice in and tell her of our plans. And when I say get to work, I don't just mean the quest. I mean the Tournament of Wizards. The first round is today.
The tournament? Fuck, I forgot about that.
We can't postpone it without raising suspicion. And we don't want to do that. It's better for everyone's safety that this mission stays secret.
So what should we do?
Good question. Grim, focus on the tournament now, but try to stay safe. We need you for a far more important mission. Victoria and Sabrina will do all the necessary preparation in the meanwhile. Penny's arriving tomorrow night. You'll need to be well rested and ready for then. That's why I'm excusing you all from classes the day after the tournament.
Sounds great, thank you, sir.
Well, don't waste time here. Go and get ready.
How could I have forgotten about the tournament? I've not prepared for it. If our team fails because of me, Dakota will kill me.
In any case, I should try not to look worried, as it will only alert Sam and Dakota. I don't want them asking me too many questions.
Hey, Samantha! There you are, Grim! You have no idea how happy it makes me to see you, really. It may sound strange, but today I realize just how much I missed you. I missed you too, Sunshine. You can never spend enough time with your loved ones, that's for sure. How are you, babe? Are you ready to take a step towards your victory in the tournament? Oh, come on, I'm not planning that far ahead. However, there is something I'd like to tell you. You know, this morning I've been stressed out, so I decided to take your advice and try to let go of the situation. I've been trying to steer myself in the right direction, just like you. And you know what? I actually seem to be pretty good at it. At least, now I feel almost fearless. It's like I'm capable of anything. Oh, Sammy, I'm so proud of you. And how are you? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm already feeling impatient.
I'm really looking forward to the tournament, hee-hee. You know, I don't even know how to explain it. Maybe. I could call it an unusually strong thirst for new emotions and adventures. I'm so enthusiastic. Don't worry, Grim. I'm sure there'll be some adventure for everyone in the arena. Anyway, I'm really, really glad that we're going through this together. Honestly, you've been a great help. It's very mutual, cutie.
Dear participants of the Great Wizard Tournament, I am pleased to welcome you all here today. I know how long you've been waiting for this time, and believe me, we're as excited as you are. Friends, I'd like to speak on behalf of Cordale's Council. The Great Wizard Tournament is declared open! Before starting the competition, let me introduce our honorable jurors. Please, everybody, put your hands together for beautiful Miss Victoria Lapis and Mr. Ezra Bloom. And of course me, Arthur Dorman IV, the head of the jury. Also, I want to welcome our viewers who are watching us in real time right now.
Wow, but how?
There is the all-seeing eye, a device sensitive to magic, here in the main hall and in the arena. It was designed specifically for the Great Wizard Tournament. The all-seeing eye is broadcasting everything that happens.
The all-seeing eye? That's cool, but I wonder if they've heard anything about video cameras. Oh, it's really funny.
Oh,
today is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is a day to celebrate. Do you have any snacks? I'll go get some. But you know what? Talking about the composition of the participants, it's very ambiguous who's gonna win. Last year, it was clear to me that the winner was going to be... Man, what was his name? The dark one with the curls. You might remember him. What I'm saying is, this time I'm not even sure I'm ready to bet anything on the outcome. Come on, let's not break with tradition. $100 says that Dakota will win. Dakota, you say? She's from Adarin, isn't she? Look, I don't know much about her, but Grim, Sabrina and Vicky keep praising him. Personally, I find it rather dubious. He's still a freshman, after all. In general, I'm interested in what location they have prepared for the first round. I tried to ask Victoria, but she refused to tell me. Can you even imagine it? Last year, there was a magical obstacle course in the snow-covered mountains. Oh, if I'm not mistaken, there was that story. I remember in all the newspapers and magazines wrote about the death of that student during the tournament. My God, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Poor boy. For some strange reason, he decided to get out of his protective magical equipment. He fell off a mountain. That's so tragic. I hope they prepared something safer this year. Is it just me, or did I see Grimm in there? No doubt about it. I remember his face. Ah ha ha, that's just hilarious. I'm amazed that he got there. It seems so ridiculous, huh? I'm pretty sure he can't even make it through the first round. But it's gonna be fun to watch anyway. The show is just beginning. As previously mentioned, the tournament is traditionally held in 3 rounds. For the first round, we have prepared a magical labyrinth filled with various traps and dangers. The task of the first round may seem quite simple for you. You have to find the scroll. Those who are not able to find it at the end of the first round will not be able to participate in further stages. So he or she will be considered to have withdrawn from the Great Wizard Tournament. You must be prepared for anything in the labyrinth. However, as they say, true friends are discovered in times of distress. In your case, I would replace the word friends with the word partners. The idea of the first stage is not only to test your magical abilities in combination with your ingenuity. We also want to see if you can work together as a team. Therefore, the responsibility for how well you pass the first round lies not only on you, but also on your partner. We're going to provide each of you with the labyrinth map. But these maps are just fragments of the part of the maze your partner is going to be in. The map of the part of the labyrinth where you find yourself will be with your partner. You have to try to guide each other, to find the scrolls and get back together safe and sound. Damn, I don't see any way to help Samantha yet, so I won't even see her. I'll only be with Dakota. The number of points is also distributed to the whole pair, non-individually. Even if you will get the scrolls and then return here to the main hall without your partner, in this case, you will not receive the maximum possible number of points. Now that you all know the conditions, let me activate the portal that will take you to the arena. Om Sursum Corda! Okay, now I'm a little worried. I can feel my knees shaking. Grimm! Dakota! Excuse me, Grimm!
Grimm Lord! Dakota Alston, come forward, please. Now, when a bundle of portal energy comes out of the chalice, I'm asking you to focus on it. This is necessary to make your teleportation as easy and quick as possible. When you're ready, I'll ask you to put your hands on the magic bundle. So, Dakota, are you ready?
You have no idea how long I've been waiting for this. Such strange warmth. And this light, it makes me lose my sense of reality. Anyway, there's no turning back. The show must go on. Oh! Feels like I lost consciousness for about 2 minutes. Plus, I feel some strange noises in my ears. Dakota, can you hear me? Damn, how could I forget? Arthur said we'd be in different parts of the labyrinth. But he also mentioned that we should communicate somehow. I wonder how we're supposed to. Maybe I can find the answer in this trunk. There's a reason why it's there, right? If only my head didn't feel so heavy. I'm not a fan of portal magic if after every trip you have to feel like crap. Well, and what do we have here? Not much, certainly, but something. Well, that must be a map on the left, but what's that thing on the right? Grimm! Dakota! But where? Where are you? Take that shell in your hand, dummy. Use it as a walkie-talkie. Seriously, are we supposed to use this as some kind of shell phone? Hey, did you just call me a dummy? We don't have much time, so let's just leave it for later, okay? The seashell is a walkie-talkie. The map is a map. What's so confusing? So my map is for part of the labyrinth that you're in. And you have the map of my part of the arena, right? Just trust me, Grimm, okay? The good news is that I'm almost at the center of the labyrinth. I'm just sure that the scrolls should be here. But how? It's a pretty standard labyrinth. Plus, I'll remind you that I'm the best student in my magical space orientation class. So all we have to do is get you out, and the sooner the better. And we still have to outrun Samantha and Oliver. Not that I really wanted to. I'm sure we can make it work, and we can get as many points as possible. Yeah, but let's put the butt aside for now. Just trust me, Grim, okay? Okay, less talking, more doing. Lead me, Dakota. I've taken the left one. Alright, that's great for now. See, this is a long way, but risky. Ugh, it's just massive. I never thought I had arachnophobia, but just the view of this spider. And the viewers from Australia. Oh, that's nothing over here. Even though that's a little Irish for Australia. Oi, mate, that's nothing over here. You're just, that's a standard dinner plate. Wait, Dakota, I've reached the fork. I guess it's better to turn left now, right? There's a threatening sign on the right. I don't understand what you mean by a threatening sign. It's not on my map. If you take a left turn, you'll reach a dead end. Grim, I... Shit! Sorry, can't talk right now. There's one little problem. Some fucking monster wants to eat me. Let's talk a little bit later. Yes, but where should we go? Dakota? Or where should I go, rather? Dakota? Damn it. If there's a dead end on the left, all I can do is turn right. But this sign is very intimidating. Okay, I guess there's no way beyond this. Maybe this sign is just a decoration. To maintain a frightening atmosphere, Especially since I don't even see the slightest hint of danger. The one who's struggling right now is Dakota. However, I'm sure she'll manage whatever's happening there now. What the fuck is that? Shit, I don't like it at all. Such sounds do not bode well, that's for sure. Fuck! Actually, this is what my intuition told me. It always bothers me when things get too simple. Okay, at least it's the only one. Oh, or not the only one.
Yeah.
Holy shit, come on, Grim, pull yourself together. Auxilium Charm, yes, this is exactly what I need right now. But how am I supposed to concentrate when these nasty things are coming closer and closer?
Ugh!
I must say, they move suspiciously fast for corpses. Okay, a deep breath. Push your thoughts out of your head. Fuck, is it for real? How am I supposed to concentrate if this thing is literally touching my face?
Ego Oxaladius Soam!
Ow, I feel her stinking fingers in my mouth. Come on, just a little more and... Get what you've asked for.
Ah!
Fuck, I feel my fingers entering this rotting flesh. The worst feeling in the world.
Ah!
Let's get out of here. I don't think I'm strong enough to fight them all. My heart's thumping like crazy. Run, Forrest, run! I wonder how Samantha's doing with Oliver. What's happening to them? Damn it. Why didn't I think of wearing more comfortable shoes to the tournament? It was obvious I'd have to run. Can't believe it turned out like this. How are you, Oliver? There's a bunch of centaurs, Sam. They're right next to me. They have magical shields and they're beating back all my spells. Just run, okay? Everything's gonna be okay, you hear me? Just don't give up. Oliver, can you hear me, Oliver? Damn it, and how not to get completely lost in this bloody labyrinth. Phew, I got too far away from him. So this is the fun adventure I've been wanting for so long. But to be honest, this wasn't fun at all. They scared the shit out of me. Dakota, are you okay? Yeah, it's good now. And where did you go? Sorry, I had to deal with a whole bunch of rotting zombies. I still remember the feeling of those half-dead fingers on my skin. Can you tell me where you are? Just look around. There's not much here, except there's a large plaster vase here. Plaster vase, you say? Wow. If I've got your location right, you're almost at the center of the labyrinth. Yeah, we'll meet up and we can finish the first round, right? What if Samantha and Oliver aren't back yet? Maybe there's a reason to be overcautious and try to hold Dakota? Who knows? Maybe even these few minutes I win will be decisive for Sam. Whoa, what's that over there? Now you're gonna have to turn left. Go a little further. Wait a second, please. I have to check on something. Help! Someone, please help! Samantha, are you there? I need to make sure Samantha's okay. I swear I heard her voice. I'm sorry, Dakota, but I have to leave you for a moment. Are you kidding me? It'll be very quick, I promise. I'm coming to you, Sam. Whoa, there's water. I don't envy Sam. I guess I'll just have to swim. There's only one solution. Fuck, why is it so cold? Do the organizers want me to freeze to death? Otherwise, how else can you explain this water? Ah! Somebody help me, please! Can you hear me, Sam? Grim, I'm here! Yes, please help me! Don't worry, I'm coming for you! Hold on, girl, hold on! I'm getting close! Oh, fucking shit, Samantha! I'm so glad I found you! Look, there's a portal not far from here, and it's a stone's throw from the center of the arena. We'll get you out, you'll see. Yes, the water is cold, but it's still tolerable. Grim, it's underwater. I could take care of myself, but it's impossible to get my mind on spells, because my hands are slipping and I'm afraid to fall into the water. Come on, Sam, just jump in the water. I'm telling you, there's nothing to be afraid of. So, that's it. Or, you know, maybe I was wrong. Who is this weirdo? A fish man? A man fish? He's watching you right now, Grim. You should swim as fast and as hard as you can for as long as you can. What do you take me for anyway? I'm not leaving you here to deal with all this by yourself. And where did it disappear to? Hey, you, fish head, get out of the water. I'm not sure that this will frighten it, but I have to do something. And Samantha's looking at me with such hope and love. Ah! Fuck, looks even more creepy close up. He just grabbed me like I'm his lunch. I can't even escape from his clutches. They're too grippy and tenacious. And these clicking teeth. I can't even throw a spell at him. Unfortunately, I also don't have gills. I'm already short of breath. Gah, I don't want to die now. This is a terrible way to die. For some reason, I always thought I'd die from old age, but maybe fate has very different plans for my life. I think I see some light right up there. I seem to be having hallucinations. Haha, I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Or maybe I'm already dead and I'm seeing the gates of heaven. Actually, not a bad view for the last thing I'll see in my life. If you try to ignore the monster's slimy paws choking me, then one could even find peculiar pleasure in this. My eyelids. Is that really all? Oh, Sam! I'm alive and you're here! But how? When you and the monster started fighting, I was able to cast a spell on it. Spells are the only thing I'm good at, huh? You almost drowned. But I revived you with some mouth-to-mouth. Mouth-to-mouth? Wow. As crazy as it sounds, I regret being unconscious at that time. Participants, I must warn you that the first round of the tournament is coming to an end soon. It's Victoria on the loudspeaker. We have to hurry, Sam. The most important thing right now is to get in touch with Dakota. Does she have the scroll already? Oh yes, more than that, she reached the center of the maze in the first few minutes after the starting of the round. I also envy Sam doing all this in high heels. Wait, really? I'm here, Dakota. Look who decided to show up. Did you hear what Victoria said? There are only a few minutes left until the end of the round. I mean, what are you even thinking? Don't worry, I have everything under control. It's only there's a fork in the road and I don't know where to turn. The last thing I want is a new fight with monsters. If you're not that far from the spot where we talked last time, then there's only one way. You have to turn left. Hurry up, please. One more minute and I'll finish the round without you. It's better to get fewer points than to not get them at all. Samantha! But what are you... She looks totally shocked. I wonder how Dakota will behave. Dear, are you okay? Is that a cut on your cheek? Does it hurt? It's okay, really. And where is Oliver? His scroll is still here. Let's talk about it later, okay? We have the scrolls. And we can still make it back to the main hall in time. Let's go to the portal, girls. You know, Grim, I think I'll listen to you. There is only one thing. Hey, what are you doing? I just want to be back first together with my partner. Is that too much to ask? I was the first one who found the way to this pedestal. I fought with a fucking demon and I walked you through the labyrinth. And then you think I would agree that we'd go back together with Sam? Like a friendly, nice company? It's not how it works, okay? It's so weird to be back in this hall. It's like the time had stopped in the labyrinth. Dakota, honey, is everything okay? Thank you, Miss Lapice. I'm good. The flash of the portal. It seems that Samantha is back. I'm glad she's safe and sound, at least. How are you feeling now, Sam?
Sorry about Dakota, I didn't really have time to change anything. She just dragged me to this portal before I could figure it out. Oh, Grim, it's okay, don't worry. Don't even think about it, okay?
Friends, let me announce the results of the first round. So the pair of Grim and Dakota return first. Each of these students gets the 3 maximum possible points. 1 point for their pair remaining first, 1 point for the teamwork, and 1 point for the use of advanced magic spells. Samantha finished just after them and was also able to get the magical scroll. However, Samantha returned without her partner, Oliver. In this case, Samantha only gets 1 point for the use of advanced magic spells. Also, I have some very disturbing news to share. Unfortunately, Oliver was seriously injured in the arena. He was hospitalized. Obviously, Oliver couldn't get the scroll, so from now, he is deemed to have withdrawn from the Great Wizard Tournament. Anyway, I'd like to congratulate the other participants on the successful completion of the first stage of the tournament. We'll tell you more about the second stage as soon as possible. Now, I strongly suggest that you all take a hot bath and have a good rest. Thank you very much, and see you soon. Alright, guys, that was the first round of the Magical Tournament. Interesting, right? Actually seeing some fights and battles, you know, this one does have those, and they're done pretty well. So I'm interested to see what the second round is going to be, and you'll have to find out next week when Grimm's Uncanny Valley continues with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned. I'm out.